Check. Good morning. Let's turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the weekend and for just bringing us back to church on this Tuesday morning. We pray just that you would speak to us, God, today, and help us to live this day just with you and near you and for you. So come and speak to us. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I probably should have read from verse 15, actually. But the news about him was spreading even farther, and great multitudes were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Amen. Okay. So we know Jesus. This kind of is related to what Kenny was sharing with us on Sunday. But Jesus, when he was on this earth, he was probably the most secure person in the world, right? He wasn't seeking for people's affirmation or approval. You know, he wasn't going around trying to prove himself to people or trying to earn people's approval of him. And like Kenny shared on Sunday, he was able to love people, and even the ones that he knew would turn around to betray him or to hurt him, he was able to sacrifice getting hurt and being in pain to love those people. And I'm sure you have read it. If you read the Gospels, you see he has huge success in gathering followers, right? Even in the verse that we read today in 15, verse 15, news about him was spreading even farther, and great multitudes were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. So he had great success in his ministry here on this earth. People would flock to hear him speak, and they were hungry just to get a glimpse of him, and they would chase him, they would stay up all night for him, they would travel far to hear him speak. But if you also read on in the Gospels, he also has an enormous amount of rejection in his earthly ministry. You know, obviously, there's the Pharisees, right? The religious leaders of that time, they all rejected him. They all called him they called him that he was doing his ministry by the power of a devil. And, they rejected him. And also, if you read in John, a bunch of followers actually leave him because he says something, and they're like, what? That's not what we want to hear. That's not something that we can take in. So after hearing what he's teaching, they actually just take off. And you know, when it comes to the time of his crucifixion and stuff, his own disciples, the 12 people, the very people that were the closest to him, reject him, they deny him, they leave him. But the interesting thing is, if you look at Jesus while he was on the earth, none of this fazed him. You know, none of this success or the failure, if we can call it failure, the rejection of people, none of it fazed Jesus. You know, he was still speaking the message with integrity. He was still preaching and doing the work of God without fear, right? Without compromising anything. He spoke with conviction, and he didn't waver, right? Just because 1,000 people came after him, Jesus didn't water down his message and say nice things. You know, he still spoke with authority and he still challenged them and he still said, you know, you need to repent, all that stuff. And just because people left him, he didn't water down his message. You know, he didn't say, oh, just kidding, that's not what I meant, you know. He still said, yeah, if you can't follow me, if you can't take up your cross, deny everything, and if you can't love me more than your father and mother and your home, then forget it. You're not going to be a follower. You know, he did not waver in his ministry. And I believe that, I mean, this is something I'm learning. And I believe this is not the only reason that he was so secure. But one of the reasons and one of the ways why Jesus was able to be so secure while he was on the earth and not waver according to the opinions of people is this verse right here, verse 16, where he says, but he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. But Jesus, in the midst of his busyness and in the midst of his ministry, would often slip away and get alone with his Father, and he would pray, and he would download from God. We know in John, I think it's John chapter 9, I don't have the right verse, but it's, you know, Jesus says, you know, whatever the Father is doing, that's what I do. And whatever he shows me, that's what I do. Right? And it's in these places of wilderness where Jesus is alone with the Father and is praying that he downloads from the Father, and the Father shows him, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what I'm doing right now. If you take experiencing God, you know this, right? God is always on the move, right? God is always at work. He's always working. He's always doing something. And our job is not to start something and say, Father, come please to what I'm doing and help me. But rather, what is God doing now and how can I join him, right? And that's what Jesus is doing, right? But it's in the secret place of prayer, in his solitude time with the Father, that he hears from him, this is what I'm doing, so go and do that. Do likewise, you know. And this is just something I learned when I was in college. Just right before we went on a mission trip to Romania. We went to Romania to work with orphans and street children. It was a fantastic trip. Probably, it was just so cool. You know, Eastern Europe, Romania. Well, who goes to Romania, right? So it was really cool just to be able to go and be with them. But we read an article before we took off, and it was called From Solitude to Ministry, and it was an article written by Henry Nouwen, and he is big on like inner transformation kind of stuff, right? Like solitude, spending time with God and really checking your heart kind of stuff. And in this article, he says, if we want to do ministry, if we want to do ministry well, we need to start with from solitude. And from that place of solitude, we move to community. And from that place of community, we move to ministry. So for the next 3 minutes, we'll talk about that. Solitude, he says, is hearing the voice of the Father that calls you his beloved, that calls you his favorite child. And this is absolutely crucial. If we want to move in ministry, if we want to do anything in this life, we need to find ourselves in the place of solitude where where we move ourselves away from all the voices of this world. You know, because the voices of this world is very... It competes for our attention, right? But it's always telling us to prove ourselves, right? It's always saying, well, what are you good at, you know? Why should I listen to you? And why should I give you any attention? And why, what can you do, you know? Basically, like, prove yourself. Show yourself that you are worthy of attention and worthy of love and worthy of this and worthy of that. And unless we take ourselves away from those voices and we come into the place of the solitude of prayer where we hear from the Father what he's saying about us. You know that, hey, basically just as you are my favorite person in the face of the earth. Like I love you and I approve of you, and I'm so happy to be here with you. And we also get direction from him, right, as to what we need to be doing. Right? Our boss, our ultimate boss, is not anyone in this world, right? It's God, it's the Father, and we want to be obedient to him. So we get that from him. And then community, when we move on into community, this is like our body of Christ, and the discipline that we practice in this area, community, is forgiveness. But you know that we can't forgive each other unless we have solitude. You know, it's like what Kenny said. You know, we can risk loving each other, and we can risk being vulnerable to each other. But it's hard to do that unless we have solitude. You know, unless we have the Father God who we can completely trust, who we can completely put our hope in. Unless we have that first, and we move straight to community, and then we start risking ourselves, then we're going to start putting too much burden upon each other. You know, it's like if I depend on Kenny to be dependable or something, you know, and then he disappoints me, what do I have? You know, I won't have anything solid to go back to unless I have solitude where I really know what my Father is saying. And then we move on into community where we say, yeah, I know that I'm loved by God. So I know that you can't love me the way I need you to love me, but that's okay. Because I get that from the Father, and I can forgive you. You know, it's okay if you can't do all this that I expect you to do. So you move on into forgiveness and community. And from that place, then we move on to ministry, where we go together and we step out in faith, basically believing the word of Jesus, that if you abide in me, then you will bear fruit, you know, in all that you do. So I know it's very short. You can look it up online, Solitude to Community to Ministry, Henry Nouwen. I encourage you to read it. But just this morning, let's do what Jesus did. You know, he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray, and he was busy. It wasn't like he had a lot of free time. He had a lot of things going on, tons of people following him. And if he let himself, he would probably feel a lot of pressure. You know, oh, all these people are following me. They're expecting something from me, you know. But he didn't let that get to him. He still slipped away, and he spent time with the Father. And so this morning, let's go before the Father and just pray. You know, let's sit in the solitude, just you and him, and hear the voice of the Father just affirming you. And you can ask him, your Father, how do you feel about me? And move on from there to whatever you have to do today, right? So Jisun's going to come and lead us in a time of worship. So, Father, thank you. I just ask you for your presence to come. And for all of us here, God, I pray that your presence would be so real and so near to us this morning as we slip away into your presence, God. Let's pray for our house church meetings today. There's Lan Kwai Fong House Church and Seymour and Star Street. So three house churches meeting today. Let's just pray that God would be with all the leaders of those house churches and that His presence would really be manifest in their meetings. So let's just lift up the three house churches today. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for the leaders. Pray for the pastoral staff. I think Peace Am Song is coming back tomorrow. So please pray for them as they fly back here. Peace Am Kim is, I think, on a short little holiday with Annie and Micah and Noel. So let's pray that they will have a really good time just away. Pray for me and Kenny and Sophia and Ed as we are working here in the church. And please pray for the house church leaders and the IP team. Pray for the mission board, for God's wisdom, for building search committee and the whole team, right? The fundraiser and everyone that's working on that. Let's pray that God would really lead them and strengthen them in their busy schedules. Pray for the welcoming team. Pray for the worship team and anyone else that I might have forgotten. Please pray and let's just lift up our church together and let's pray for the leaders that God has called in our church. Lastly, pray for our building search. Let's pray that God would lead us to the right building. Let's just continue to ask the Father to guide us and lead us in this project that we have. Dear God, I thank you for this morning. I just want to pray just your blessing over everyone that's here, God. I pray that you will give them the strength to really pray to you and to really come before you. And if there's any attacks of the enemy, God, in any way, I just forbid that in Jesus' name this morning over the lives of our congregation members, God, here today. So we just rebuke that and And we just pray, Father, that your peace and your light and your love and your joy will be released, God, into the hearts of our brothers and sisters here this morning. And watch over them today. Wherever they go, whatever they do, I pray that that we will be able to just live for your glory, and that we put a smile on your face, and that we would always be aware just of your presence with us, God, throughout the day today. So we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.